Mic is on. Perfect. Oh, hello.
Morning, Jake. If you guys have any questions for Jake, go ahead.
Hi, Jake. Good to see you. Good. How you doing? First of all, how's your off season? Did you treat it like a normal off season coming off a strange year?
Yeah. I mean, just because we played catch the whole time. But yeah, I did the same thing. I took like 2 weeks off and then started throwing again. It was very cold in Nebraska, so I'm very grateful to be down here.
How's everything gone with the intake process? Has that been pretty smooth in terms of getting back in camp?
Yeah. Basically like the end of last year at the playoffs. Pretty streamlined now.
How much more comfortable do you feel with it compared to last year?
10 times better. It's very quick. We know when we're going to get tested, and it doesn't like do anything to your day. You show up 3-4 minutes earlier and you're done.
Jake, the pen, how are you? Nice to talk to you again. Hope everything goes great for you this year. Things have changed a lot since the last out last year, my friend, you know, with the subtractions, a very big one like Liam Hendricks, Joaquin Soria, then a few new faces, like, well, new faces, but Bruce Maddox coming back. Sergio Romo is coming to the Athletics. Adam from the Dodgers is also in the pen. Could you talk a little bit about how we receive all of these news about the pen this year for the Athletics, my friend?
I mean, it sucked losing the guys that we did out of the pen. But they did a good job, and I feel like there's 8-10 guys that could pitch whenever. It's really positive that the young kids got all that experience for those 2-3 months. They pitched in big innings, and I feel like there's, again, 8-10 guys that can pitch in high leverage situations anytime.
Yeah, as soon as Liam Hendricks was gone as a free agent with White Sox, your name came up that, you know, you have experience close, and you had a great season last year. That slider was working wonderfully. And your name was mentioned as a possibility as being the closer for the A's. How do you take those news?
It's possible. I have no idea. It's not my call. I mean, we all have to perform. I would love the possibility. I've never really had it. But again, we have 3-4 guys that probably have saves in their career. So it's whatever. Hey, it's no difference. Just keep the score the same.
Hey, Jake. You got the chance to play with Elvis Andrus over in Texas for a while. What are your thoughts of him joining you guys? Now you guys lost a big leader in Marcus Semien to get a guy like Elvis, who has been a leader, you know, in Texas for a long time.
It's stunk to lose Marcus. What he does for the team, what he does for like the community, how he keeps everyone just up all the time, that stunk. Elvis is the same thing. He brings a lot of energy every day. He can play the hell out of shortstop. Good bat in the beginning of the lineup, gets on a lot. So it's a different face, but I feel like comparing there, they bring the same things to the team.
Jake, when the team came back for spring training 2.0 in July, things had to be much more efficient, you know, with time constraints and the ability to get in the clubhouse, get on the field. What do you think you learned from that? Because it seems like this spring training is going to have those same kind of efficiencies. The coaching staff will be out there for a while, but players will be kind of in and out. How How do you see that working with all the different spring trainings you've been a part of?
Normally, spring training is a lot of wasted time. I mean, say you get on the field at 10 o'clock. Guys are here at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, but they don't do stuff for like an hour. I feel like it honestly just streamlines it when you're here. You're going to work. You don't have time to, like, dilly-dally around. I mean, I feel like it's positive. So,
Jake, you mentioned that you feel like there are 8 to 10 guys in the bullpen who can hit, pitch whenever, but you did lose a fair amount of experience with Hendricks, Soria, McFarland even. How do you feel about the experience level of the guys that are coming back in the bullpen?
I mean, Petit and Romo, did they win 2 World Series together with San Fran? And they both were
massive. I think one in 14. Petit was part of 12 a little bit.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the biggest stage there in the world. And they've done it. Didn't he strike out Miggy on like a 4-seam heater away?
Yeah, right down the middle.
Yep. Probably was looking slatter, huh? No, but like, I don't know. Lou pitches late game. JV does. Weems got part of it last year. I mean, there's a bunch of guys. I think we match up very well. We have funky styles with righties and lefties. And it should be fun. I think we can shorten the game now.
I was going to ask a little bit about styles too. You mentioned Romo, you obviously relies heavily on the slider. Kolarik is a guy who's a little bit unique there from the left side. What do you think, you touched on it a little bit, but just about the way that you can, I guess, attack hitters differently from different angles in the bullpen?
And we have different looks lefties, we have different looks righties. We'll bring in a reliever that is mostly, say, heater. You can bring in a righty that's like Romo, who's probably more slider than anything else. It's just different looks at any point of the game. I mean, that never hurts anything.
Were there things that is anything specific? I think at one point last year, you said that in a normal year, there's maybe, you know, 20 games where you feel like you're coming in lights out and you know, 20 where you feel like you don't really have very much at all. But the results which you suggest you were able to avoid the ones, the outings last year where you didn't feel like you had much. Was that the case? And if that's so, is there anything that you can take from what you did last year into this season to kind of maybe carry some of that success over?
Yeah, I mean, normally, say you get 60 appearances, 10 or 15 are going to be spot on, 10 or 15 are going to be pretty crappy. It's the other 30 that you just have to, like, kind of figure it out on the fly. You might get 2 outs, a guy gets a bloop signal, and then you walk a guy or hit him in the back foot. And then you need, like, a ground out to get out of the inning. I felt like last year I had a decent, like, feeling with damage control. I think my first pitch strikes were up a decent amount, I think like 3 to 5%. I think that's really big. If I can get the hitter in the hole, a one, that normally plays in the pitcher's favor. I don't know. I felt very confident throwing a fastball or a slider whenever I really wanted. I think it was more about first pitch strikes, because then I'm the one in control and I'm not playing defense against the hitter.
Jake, there's been a lot of conversation about going back to a full season after the abbreviated year and how that may have an effect on pitching, particularly early in the season? Do you see bullpens being leaned on more, and how important is the depth that the A's may be showing right now with the bullpen to get off to that kind of a start and insulate everybody and make sure that you can kind of power through the early part and through the season?
Yeah, I feel like, again, we're going to have to isolate and, like, stay within the guidelines and make sure we get out of this 6-7 weeks healthy. And then, I mean, we're probably going to start the season with, 7-8 bullpen guys down there? If it was up to us, we would probably only need 2-3 weeks to be able to throw an inning apiece. But Bowmel does a really good job of not overusing guys, especially early in the year. So it's always like on the back of your mind, okay, we might be wearing some innings first, because we've always, the first month of baseball is basically starters go 4, 5, 6 innings and the rest of the game, no matter what, bullpen, shut her down. But that's how it always is in the first month. And then after that, we'll get breaks. There's always times within a week where you'll pitch 4 or 5 times in a week, but then the next week you'll pitch 2. And then it's just keep riding the wave, you know?
Hey, Jake, you just talked about Sergio Romo's slider. Yours was pretty impressive last year. I think the first 10 games, you didn't allow any runs at all. How do you work it right now, you know, because every pitcher, I think they change their grip once in a while. How do you work it this year specifically to try to get that slider back that was so effective for you last year?
I think I played catch with it almost every day. I had a baseball in my hand. I traced the grip with a permanent marker. I mean, last night I probably sat and played with a ball for like 10 minutes and just played with it blindly and like made sure I could grip it whenever I wanted. There's a lot of things that a pitcher really deals with. You can forget this finger's on this lace, my thumb's over here. Just play around with it. I don't think I've lost that grip yet. And if not, then I'll go back to Twitter and text pitching again.
Jake, specifically with the some of the additional protocols with the health and safety in terms of tracking devices to help with contact tracing. And now it sounds like there's potential discipline if anybody violates those protocols. Does that increase your kind of comfort level, or how do you feel about those additions?
Honestly, I don't know if we just have to wear them in the field or we have to wear them when we go home as well. I think wearing them at the field would definitely help like stop spreading. If, say, we're on the field and at 1:30 during the game, you get a report that some player has it. They can go back and track who's been around and call them on the field. In that regard, it would be great to help. If we saw that last year when we were at Houston, we were flying to Seattle, and like 4 or 5 of us had to stay back. Anything to get us through the next 7.5-8 months. And then we need a full year. The 2-month season, I mean, it was great, but like, that's not a real baseball season.
Any more questions for Jake? All right. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.